From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte, wishing you a very happy new year. The steamy heat that continues to put Miami in the record books delivered more bad news last year. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us more.
Miami did it again. In 2019, we tied with 2015 and 2017 for the hottest year on record. Brian McNulty is a researcher at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science. He tracks records related to climate change and says the year-end average high came in at 79.1 degrees.
Yeah, we ended up about 2 degrees Fahrenheit above the average, which is, that's a big offset.
He says the sauna-like heat is part of a growing trend in rising temperatures.
We have records going back to 1896. If you look at the list of the top 10 hottest years, 6 of them have just happened in the past decade.
Temperatures are also on track to set a new 5-year average record high for all of Florida. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Its data will be released in a few weeks. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And according to the National Weather Service, 2019 was the warmest year on record for both Key West and Marathon. Annual records date back to 1874 for Key West, 1952 for Marathon. A Florida lawmaker filed a bill that would allow counties to ban smoking on their public beaches and parks. As Daylena Miller tells us, it's not the first time the ban has been attempted.
Sarasota Senator Joe Gruters filed a bill last session that would have banned smoking at all public beaches in Florida, but it did not make it out of committee. The latest version of the bill would leave it up to individual counties to implement a smoking ban. A report by the Ocean Conservancy says cigarette butts are the main cause of beach pollution. About 60 million cigarette filters have been collected since the 1980s. Gruters' bill has passed one committee and is waiting review in another. If the bill passes, it would take effect in July 2020. I'm Daylena Miller in Tampa.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.